Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, by the words Ma'ika Ben Derava L'Rav Ila. So the Gemara had mentioned two different explanations as to the first din of our Mishnah, which says that by Kachim, we're not Matbilin Kli B'Sarich Kli. You can't, let's say, put a cup inside of a bowl and tovel them together when it comes to kachim. Only when it comes to truma you could do that, but when it comes to kachim, so you're not allowed to be tovel kli b'soich kli. So we mentioned that the explanation of Rav Ila, that was the first explanation in the Gemara. Rav Ila had said that the reason for this is because of a chashash of chatzitza, because when you tovel the cup inside of the bowl, so the cup weighs down on the bowl, and the outside of the cup and the inside of the bowl, water doesn't get there. But mainly it's a problem of chatzitza, and that's why you're not allowed to tovel kli b'soich kli when it comes to kachim. Rav Ila said that the reason is because of Gzeira, because if we allow you to tovel a kli inside of a kli, a person might come to be tovel small kalim inside of a, let's say, a bottle, something which the opening of it is smaller than kishvei feres hanoid, it's smaller than two fingers chayzei slim kaiman. The problem with that is that if you tovel something inside of a kli with a small opening, the water inside the kli does not have the din of a mikvah. So when you put, let's say, a needle inside of the bottle, the needle is not considered inside the mikvah, it's inside of the bottle. Memela, that would be a problem. So because of that, they asserted tiveling, they made a gzeira, you're not allowed to tivel even a kli inside of a kli that has bepiv kishvei feres hanoid. A gzeira atu, this case when there's no kishvei feres hanoid. Now says the Gemara, Ma'ika bein deravo l'derav ila. What's the nafkamina? Either way, you're not allowed to tivel kli besay kli. Rava said because of gzeira, rav ila, because of chatzitza. What's the practical nafkamina between these two mahalchim? So says the Gemara, Ike benayu sal gargusni. A practical nafkamina would be with regards to tivling something inside of a salva gargisna, a very large kli, or a sal is a very large net. If you want to tivel something inside of a very, very large net or kli. So if you have something, a salva gargisni, the gargusni, shemilon kalim, that you filled it up with other kalim, the hitvilon, and you tivel it all together. So now, lemand amar mishum chatzitza ika. According to the man amar that is chayshesh for kli besay kli, according to Ila, that is chayshish because of chatzitza, so that's going to exist even when you have a very large outer kli. Even if you're tivling the kalim inside of a salva gargusni, you're still going to have the problem that the inner kli is going to weigh down onto the inside of the outer kli. So that's still going to be a problem. However, Laman Da'amer, according to Rava, who says, Mishum Gzeira, who says that the Isser is only because of Gzeira, atu a kli that doesn't have kishrei feres hanoid, shemi yatzel v'mechna v'tinaris b'kli shem v'piv kishrei feres hanoid, it's all because of Gzeira. That maybe you'll tivel small kalim inside of a bottle, inside something which doesn't have an opening of a kishrei feres hanoid, so then by salver gargusni, she'im b'pien kishrei feres hanoid, j'asoy leka, so then when it comes to salver gargusni, that there's never such a thing as a salver gargusni, that's smaller, that aim at pink kishrei feres hanoid, and therefore they're not going to have an issue. Being that these are such large kalim, you never have something like this that has a small opening, so there would be no need for a gzeira. So that's the nafkamina. According to Rava, you'd be allowed to put kalim inside of a savar argusni and put it into the mikvah. Whereas according to Ravilos, chayshish, because of chatzitza, you would not be allowed to put kalim inside of a savar argusni and put that into the mikvah. And says the Gemara of Rava, who says that you're allowed to, Ravu says that the reason is because of Gzeira, and that would not apply to Salver Gargusni, says the Gemara, Va'azda Ravu Latame, Rava Zoshitasoi, Dama Rava, we taka find that Rava has a memra, that Salver Gargusni, Shamilon Kalim, Vidvilon, Tahiren, that taka you're allowed to. If you have a big basket, and you fill it up with Kalim, or a net, and you fill it up with Kalim, and you put it all into the mikvah, the halacha is everything becomes tar, even when it comes to kachim, even though you're not supposed to do kli b'soich kli when it comes to savar gargusni, so then the kalim are tar. Now that we mentioned this memra of Rava, the Gemara just mentions the second half of this memra, that Rava also said, u'mikvah shechilku b'savar gargusni. Let's say you have a 40 saw mikvah, you have a mikvah that's kishir, and then you split it down the middle with a net, or the gargusni, or with this large kli. So now each side is less than 40 saw. The halacha is a taival sham li also li tefillah. One who goes to the mikvah on either side of the mikvah, so the tefillah does not count, because this salar gargusni, it
it makes it that the mikvah is now like two mikvahs, each one with only 20 sa'ah. Memela, somebody goes to the mikvah inside of this body of water, he will not become tar. And what's the raya? I mean, even by a net has so many holes. Why do we say that a net? What's the raya that a net has the kayach to split up the mikvah? L'chayra, being that there's so many holes inside of the net, we should say it's still one body of water. Says Rava, then no, I'll prove to you not like that. The ha'ara kula chalchule mechalchala, the ground itself, when you have water in the ground, so the whole ground is filled with holes. There's holes that should be connecting all the water in the world to each other. And still, what do we find? Ubeinan di'ika arba'im sa'a b'makay mecha. And still the halacha is that you need to have 40 sa'a of water in one place. Why? Let there just be 5 sa'a. It's connected all through the holes of the ground to all the other water in the world. So every even little bit of water should be kosher for a mikvah. Says Rava, you see, not like that. You see, even though there are holes, that's not enough to combine them to create a mikvah. But Al-Kapanim, we brought this member because of the first half, where Rava says, Lahedya, what we wanted to say is the nafkamina between him and Ravila. Rava said, Lahedya, that if you have a salner gergusni, and you fill it up with kalim, and you put it into the mikvah, it's tar, because being that these kalim are always have large openings, so therefore there's no gzera. Now says the Gemara Nu Alacha, we had mentioned that a kli that's opening is less than a kashrei feres hanoid, so then the tefillah does not work inside of a kli like that. If you put needles inside of a bottle, that the opening of the bottle is less than kashrei feres hanoid, so then the water inside the bottle is not mikvah water, it's bottled water, and therefore the needles that you put inside that bottle is not considered as being inside the mikvah, it's considered as being inside the bottle. Says the Gemara on Dan Alacha, that hani mili beklitar. That's only if the kli is tar. If the outside kli, if the bottle is tar, and then you put needles inside of that outside kli, if you put needles inside the bottle, so that's when you have this problem, that the water inside the kli is not mikvah water, it's bottled water. Aval bekli tameh. But if, let's say, the bottle itself would be tameh. Let's say the bottle itself would be tameh, and you have to tivel the bottle because of the bottle. Now, when you tivel the bottle, the water has to get everywhere on that bottle. So that means the water has to get to the inside of the bottle. So that means with regards to tefillah, even though the opening is less than kishrei feres hanayid, the halacha is that we consider the water inside the bottle to be mikvah water. When the kli is tar, we don't consider the water inside of the bottle to be mikvah water. But when the kli is tameh and it needs to be purified, so then there's a halacha that then we view the water inside the bottle as being mikvah water. So now says the Gemara that if you then put needles inside that bottle, the bottle's tameh, you put it into the mikvah and there's needles inside the bottle, so then the halacha is migu, desalka, tevila, lekula, gufe, demanam. Since the tefillah helped for the guf of the kli itself, for the bottle itself, all over the bottle, even on the inside, so salka luhunami lekalim de isbe. So it also works for the kalim that's inside of the bottle, for the needles that's inside of the bottle, because since with regards to the bottle, we have to view the water inside the bottle as being mikvah water, so now the needles are considered as being inside of mikvah water. Ditana, like we learned in the Mishnah, that kalim shamilan kalim behed bilan, if you have kalim that you fill up with other kalim, and you put it into the mikvah, so the halacha is hare'ilu tahirim, they both become tar, even though it's kli b'say kli, even though it's aim b'piv kishrei feres hanayit, being that both kalim needed tefillah, so then the kalim become tar. And then the Brisa says a cryptic line, v'imloi tavel maim ha'mo'i ravim ach yumu ravim kishrei feres hanayit. And if you didn't tavel it, so then there's some halacha of maim ha'mo'i ravim. What's this talking about? Says the Gemara, maika amer v'imloi tavel. What is the sefer of the member saying, of the Brisa saying, v'imloi tavel? What's the Brisa saying? Explains the Gemara, hachika amer. This is what the Brisa means to say. V'imloi tavel means, v'imeinai tzarech lahad bilai, if that bottle, if the outside bottle, if the bottle is tar, you don't need to tivel it, so then being that it has a small opening, so then you can't tivel the needles inside. Then we only consider the water that's inside to be part of the mikvah, to be mixed with the mikvah, only if the opening is kishrei feres hanayit. If the bottle itself needs to go to the mikvah, it's tameh, so then I could consider the water inside to be mikvah water, and you could tivel the needles inside of it. However, v'imloi tavel means if the bottle doesn't need tefillah because the bottle's already tar, so then you don't have this migu, and then you cannot tivel the needles inside of the bottle unless the opening of the bottle is kishrei feres hanayit. Now says the Gemara, v'had Rava u'drav Ila tanahi. This machlekes Rava and Rav Ila, what the problem is by kachim of being taivul kli b'soich kli? Is it because of chatzitza? Is it because of gzeira, nafkamina, taivling things inside of a salva gargusni? Says the Gemara, really it's a machlekes tanoim. Rava and Rav Ila are amaroim. Really, we found that it's a machlekes tanoim. The tani we learned in the Braisa that salva gargusni shamilon kalim v'adbilon. If you have a big kli, a salva gargusni, and you filled up with other kalim, and you put it into the mikvah, bein le kaidash, bein le truma, tahirin. The halacha is that even for kaidash, bein le truma, even for kachim, the halacha is that all the kalim become tar. So that's like Rava, that the only issue is because of a gzeira, and that doesn't apply to a saver gargusni. When it comes to a saver gargusni, even by kachim, you're allowed to be taivu kli b'soy kli. So the Tanakama is like Rava, and Abishal says like Ravila, that no, the problem is because of chatzitza, and a mela that's even going to apply to kachim, that's even going to apply to salva gargusni, and therefore Abishal Aimer, the truma of Eloi Lekaidash, that this kli b'soich kli that you're using a salva gargusni, that only helps for truma, because by truma you're taka allowed to do kli b'soich kli, but for kachim we have a chashash of chatzitza, and by kachim you're not allowed to do it, even though it's inside of a salver v'gargusni, because it's a problem of chatzitza, and the salver gargusni don't help with that issue of chatzitza. Now, I asked the Gemara a very general kasha. We said we were going to get to this when we learned the Mishnah, that we've gone through now two explanations for why you're not allowed to be taivul kli b'soich kli when it comes to kacha. Either because of chatzitza, like Ravila, or because of gzeira, like Rava. Either way, ask the Gemara, ihachi, truma nami. Why doesn't truma have the same issue? Just like by kachim, you're not allowed to be taivul kli b'soich kli because of chatzitza or because of gzeira. So why don't we say the same thing by truma, that you shouldn't be allowed to be taivul kli b'soich kli when it comes to truma? So says the Gemara, Teretz, Elaman Kamrinan. Because who's this whole halacha for? Who are we teaching this halacha to? That you're not allowed to be taivul kli b'soich kli. Who's it relevant to teach that halacha to? It's relevant to teach it to chavirim, to people that are makbid on tumah and taira. And Am Haaretz, anyways, is not going to listen to you. You're telling Am Haaretz you're not allowed to do kli b'soich kli. He's not going to listen to you. The only person who's going to listen to you is a chavir, is a person who's makbid on tumah v'tahara. That's the only person who this halacha is relevant to. And if so, says the Gemara, there's no need to make a gzeira by truma. Because chaverim made a yadi. Because being that the whole halacha is only relevant to a chaver, so a chaver, he'll know the halacha. He knows that it has to be kashay feres anayit. He knows to be careful for chatzitza, and mamela, there's no reason to make the gzeira when it comes to truma. Well, ask the Gemara, ihachi, if so, if anyways this whole halacha is only relevant to chaverim, and chaverim know the halacha, so then kaidash nami. By kachim, you have the same taina. By kachim also, there's no need to make this gzeira, because anyways it's only relevant to chaverim, and chaverim know the halacha. Well, says the Gemara, it's true that we're only telling this halacha to chaverim, and chaverim know the halacha, but chazi le'ama aretz v'azalu matbel. If we allow chaverim to be taivul kli b'soich kli by kachim, because anyways they know the halacha, so you know what's going to happen? And Am Haaretz is going to see him doing it, and he's going to do the same thing, and he's not going to be careful. So therefore, we have to make a gzeira that by kachim, there's no being taivul kli b'soich kli, even though the chaver himself knows to be careful, but maybe an Am Haaretz is going to see him, and he's going to come to do the same thing. We'll ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so then truma nami chazi le'ama aretz va'azulu makbil. So then by truma also, we have the same issue. We should make a gzeira by truma. Why do we allow kli b'soich kli when it comes to truma, just because the guy's a chaver, but an ama aretz might see him doing it, and he's going to come to do the same thing? Says the Gemara that by truma it's not a problem, because loy mekablin and minayu. We don't accept truma from an Am Haaretz. If Am Haaretz tries to give us truma, so we won't take it from him. Ein hachanami. His kalim by truma might have potential issues of tumah. And therefore, if he has truma, the kli might be matama the truma. So, ein hachanami. And we just won't take truma from an Am Haaretz. So it's a very simple solution. There's no need to make a gzeira, make life hard on the chaverim when it comes to kalim for truma, because even if the Am Haaretz sees, there's no issue, because we don't take truma from an Am Haaretz. Well, ask the Gemara, if so, so then kaidash nami loy nakabil minayu. So why don't we just institute the same practice by kachim? Just like truma, we don't accept truma from them, so don't accept their kachim either. Don't take karbanis from Am Haaretz. Simple solution. Says the Gemara, no, that's not such a simple solution, because havi le'eva. If we don't accept his karbanis, he's going to come to hate us.
Okay, well, you just told me we're not accepting his truma. So truma nami havile eva. If we don't accept his truma, he's going to hate us as well. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference between truma and kachim. By truma le ichbas le, he doesn't care about the fact that we don't take his truma. The azul yahiv le kayin ama aretz chavre. He'll just go ahead and he'll give it to his friend who's a kayin, who's an ama aretz. So even though we won't accept his truma, it's very easy for him to find someone else who'll take his truma, so that won't lead to Eva. But by Kachim, if he wants to bring a carbon, so who's working in the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Chaverim. So the Chaverim, if they're not going to accept his carbon, he's going to have no one to give it to. That's Taka going to cause Eva, because he's not going to be able to bring his carbon. By truma, we have a simple way out. We could just not accept truma from an Amma Aretz. And the Amma Aretz, he'll be fine. He'll live on, because he'll give truma to his friend who's an Amma Aretz, who's a Kayin. But by Kachim, he's going to be stuck. By Kachim, he's going to be stuck, so therefore we're forced to take Kachim from him. Being that we're forced to take Kachim from him, so we have to make sure not to be Taival Kli B'Soich Kli, because of a concern that an Amma Aretz might see us being Taival Kli B'Soich Kli, and he's not going to be careful. Says the Gemara, Uman Tana Dechayish Leiva, and who is this Tana who says that we should care about the fact that the Amma Aretz is going to hate us, that we're Chayshish for Eva? Who's the Tana that holds like that? It's Rabbi Yaisihi, the Tana that we found in Shas, who says such a Svara that because of Eva, that we're concerned about the Eva of an Amma Aretz, that Tana is Rabbi Yaisi. The Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, that Amma Rabbi Yaisi said, Vivnei Maha Kol Neman and Altaris Yayin Veshemen Kol Yomais Hashana. Why is it that we believe everybody, even in Amma Aretz, on the tahara of wine and oil for kachim? Why do we believe everyone, even in Amma Aretz, all year round, on the tahara of the kachim, of yayin and shemen, of wine and oil? Kedei shelo yehei kol echad ve'echad haylechu b'yine b'na la'abama la'atzman. Because if we don't take it from him, if we don't take his yayin and shemen, so he's going to come to hate us, and instead, since we're not taking it from him, so the Amma Aretz are going to go ahead and they're going to build their own mizbechai, so they're going to build the bama la'atzman, where they could bring their own kachim. So you see, Rabbi Yaisi is concerned for Eva. He's concerned that if we don't take kachim from them, so then kol echad ve'echad is going to be highly chubayin bama la'atzman. And similarly, he says by Parah Aduma also, where we trust in Amma Aretz, because if not, the Sarif Parah Aduma, the Amma Aretz are going to go and they're going to burn their own Parah Aduma. So you see that Rabbi Yaisi is a Tana in Shas who says that we're concerned for the Eva of an Amma Aretz, because if not, he's going to go ahead and do things on his own, build his own Mizbechais, burn his own Parah Aduma, and that's why, because of this Eva, that's why we take Kachim from an Amma Aretz. And lastly, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, that Keman Mekablina Na'inna Sahadusa Me'ama Aretz is like, who Shita is it? And nowadays, we accept Eidus from an Amma Aretz, even though really an Amma Aretz is not Kashal Eidus. Why is it that nowadays we accept Eidus from an Amma Aretz? It's Keman Kreb Yaisi. It's again, it's this Rav Yaisi who's Cheshish for Eva, Mustama, because if we don't accept Eidus from him, so then they're going to set up their own courts, they're going to have their own Tairas, they're not going to be listening to actual Das Taira, and therefore we accept Eidus from an Amma Aretz. It's this Sheet of Rabbi Yaisi who's concerned for the Eva of an Amma Aretz.